That far away look in your eyes. You and I are having this serious one-on-one conversation over lunch. As always, our chat is punctuated by anecdotes, laughs, gossip, and factoid sharing. We are having a pleasant time. At some point in this exchange over edibles, I catch you staring at the top of my head. You do it again later. Now I'm beginning to wonder whether there's something atop my pate that is attracting attention. Is there a wild hare? At my age, I do find an occasional errant, unclipped intruder. Are you just now noticing how bald and shiny I've become? Is there a dab of soap lather missed during my morning shower? Am I so boring that you are drifting into daydreams? Then it suddenly occurs to me that the faraway look in your eyes doesn't have anything to do with my head or your attention span. There is a large television screen behind me, hanging from the ceiling. Indeed, there are several such flotillas scattered about the eatery, and just about any eatery I've visited lately. I am looking into your eyes, and you are looking into the face of a perspiring athlete on an electronic device. Guess you've made your choice. As a test, I halt my story midstream and continue eating in silence. It takes a few seconds for you to avert your gaze and rejoin the flesh-and-blood moment. You have that where-were-we look, and I have my quiet bemusement. The conversation reboots, and we get along well for moments at a time, in between your magnetized meanderings back to the hovering screen. Well, it's sighing time. I know you're going to leave me again. I can see that faraway look in your eyes. They ought to write a song about it.